The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. We would love to see our problem dissipate without changing our lifestyle, but it will not happen that way. There is cause and effect. And until the cause of our problems, our national, international, and our personal problems are addressed, it will continue to get worse for all people. At the end of 2015, it will be a more dangerous world to have to live in than today, unless we repent and turn to God. Now, if everyone lived by love toward one another, war would end, and all the other evils which we do to self and others would end as well. Paul continues to explain what it means to owe no one anything but love. In Romans 13, verse 9, he continues, "For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." If everyone loved others as you love self, then you would be keeping the law of God, the last six commandments, which Paul just mentioned, five of the Ten Commandments. But the sixth one is mentioned many other places, which is honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged on the earth. Yes, a longer and a happier life, the last six commandments are toward your fellow man, so you don't do anyone any wrong. The first four are toward God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, so you don't sin against God, against your Maker. Of course, if you break the last six commandments, you're sinning against your Maker. Anytime, any way, anywhere you sin, you're sinning against God. You're breaking God's word somewhere along the line. God said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, might, and strength." God says, "Love him above self and anyone or anything." If you are breaking the first four commandments, you are sinning against God big time. You should not even break the fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath, Saturday, the last day of the week. That day is God's day. You are stealing time from God if you are ignoring that fourth commandment by trampling on God's holy time. You are also guilty of idolatry by putting other things before God. God doesn't take that lightly. Maybe we should ask ourselves, is our time more valuable, more important than God's time? God does say, honor your father. That means respect and obey his word. God is your heavenly father. Jesus Christ is your savior and elder brother. We are the physical family of God and Jesus Christ. We were born to become the spiritual family of God. Now, if we steal time to do our thing on God's holy day, the weekly Sabbath, Saturday, not Sunday, not the first day of the week, then we are telling God that what we want to do is more important than obeying God. God said, "You shall keep the Sabbath holy," but most people ignore God's word. In Romans 13, verse 10, Paul continues here, Romans chapter 13, verse 10, it says this, "Love does no harm to neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law." Yes, indeed, my friends, love doesn't do any harm to neighbor, to your spouse, your kids, or anyone, not even God himself. Yes, living by God's law of love does no harm to anyone, not even God. Paul said, do this, live by the word of God, and wake up and realize time is short. You are 1 year closer to your death than you were a year ago. In Romans 13, verse 11, it continues, "And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Yes, Paul said, do this, live by the word of God, and wake up and realize that time is short. You are 1 year closer to your death than 1 year ago. We are 1 year closer to the return of Jesus Christ and to the end of Satan's age than we were a year ago. And I ask again, are things better for you? Are you closer to God? If not, then things aren't better for you. I can tell you that without asking you that question. If you aren't drawing closer to God, if you aren't beginning to obey God, then things aren't better for you and things will not get better for you. The only way that conditions for you, for me, and for this world will improve is to draw closer to our Maker. You can. The world will not. Our nation will not. Will you? Romans 13, verse 12, Paul says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Paul is telling us that time is short and is urging you to repent. Come out of the darkness of Satan's world and come to the light of the truth, God's Word, by beginning to obey as you understand God's Word. God said, "Study to show yourselves approved." In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, notice what Paul had to say here. "Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." God tells us time after time to read, to study His Word. You shouldn't be content just to take someone's word for what God has to say in His Word as to how to live your life and how to obey God. You can read, you can study God's Word. You can know God's Word. You can understand the Word of God. You don't only have to depend on a minister to teach you about God the Father and Jesus Christ, or how God instructs you to live your life. You should want to prove whether or not we are preaching the truth. So I urge you not to believe me till you prove by the Bible if I'm preaching the truth. And the same goes for all others that you may listen to or read their literature. If you want to live by the Word of God, you will prove by the Bible who the servants of God are and who are false ministers. The Bible says Satan has his ministers. I want you to notice this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 12. Paul is speaking here. He said, "But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast." Now notice verses 13 and 14. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Notice that, my friend. God says Satan has his ministers out there. "Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers," verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 11, verse 15 says, "Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." And indeed, my friend, they will be rewarded according to their works. And if you follow a counterfeit religion, you will be rewarded according to your works as well. And it won't be a good reward. It's important for you to study to know God's Word. It's important for you to only listen to those that are preaching the truth. My friends, things will not get better for the world or our nation or for you personally until we begin living by the instruction book that God gave us, His Word, the Holy Bible. How will you ever learn the Word of God if you don't take and make time to study your Bible? You should know God's Word well enough to know if I or other ministers are the servants of Jesus Christ or the servants of Satan. And if you don't, then prove us by the Word of God. Take your Bible and prove whether or not we are God's ministers or whether or not we are Satan's ministers. We are living in perilous times, just as Paul was inspired to write 2,000 years ago. And if you don't have God on your side, you are taking a big chance in surviving in this world of Satan's rule. In Revelation 12, verse 9, Christ had this to say, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Yes, Satan and his angels, they roam the earth, and they're seeking whom they may devour and whom they may deceive. Do you think you could be deceived? Do you think it may be possible that Satan has many more ministers teaching, preaching, and publishing a counterfeit religion than Jesus Christ has that preaching the truth, pure and true religion? Did Christ call the millions and millions that profess to be religious his big flock? Notice what Christ had to say in Luke 12, verse 32. It says this, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Christ called his church a little flock. He called those that are obeying him a little flock, those that are preaching and teaching the truth and living by truth, living by the word of God. He called them a little flock. Christ called his church a little flock, and it's been that way since Adam and Eve were thrust out of the Garden of Eden. Out of all the kids of Adam and Eve, only two are mentioned as righteous. Abel stood alone as the first righteous man mentioned in the Bible. Then Seth. Very few people are mentioned before the flood that were willing to obey their Maker. That's why God had to bring a worldwide flood, because the whole world, except for a very few, a very little flock, were striving to live a righteous life by obeying God. And Christ said, "As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." Now, when you consider that from Adam and Eve, that only a very few have been willing to obey their Maker, then you can understand why Christ calls his church a little flock, and why Paul said Satan has his ministers or his servants out there preaching a counterfeit religion. That counterfeit religion began in the Garden of Eden when Satan told Eve that she didn't have to obey God. I want you to notice Matthew chapter 7. Christ lets us know the path to life is a narrow path, and few find it in Satan's world, which it is today, and will be until Christ comes and takes this earth away from Satan and man. In Matthew 7, verse 13, notice what Christ had to say here. It says, "Enter in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." Now, my friends, which gate do you think this world has entered? Which gate are we walking through? Are we on our way to destruction? That should tell you something, my friends. Where is this world? Look around and realize where we are. And Christ said, unless he returned at a certain time, we would annihilate all life from this planet. So we have gone through, and we're still going through, that wide gate, because it is the broad way. And verse 14, he says, "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Yes, there's a little flock that find it. It's hard to find. It's hard to live in Satan's world. It says, "Difficult is that way," and most people don't want to travel a difficult way. We want to take the easy way out. My time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should order, that you should read, that you would want to understand, that you need to understand. Number one, why were you born? You need to know, my friend, why you were born. And number two, born for a purpose. You need to know why you are here on this earth and what your purpose is, where you're going and how to get there. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. For The Way It Ought to Be, on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God, have a good day, my friend, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and The Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.